Okay, Shavua Tov to everybody. Hope everyone had a beautiful second days of Yom Tov and Shabbos also. And Baruch Hashem, hopefully it was a nice chag, and we missed a lot of the recording, so hopefully we'll be back to normal daily daf Be'ezras Hashem in the upcoming weeks. There's actually a minhag to learn Masechta Soita during the time of the Shavuos. It's 49 memtes, and it's 48 dapim connected the days of the Omer. So there actually is a minhag. So Baruch Hashem, we're learning something which is an old time minhag to learn during this time, and it's really the Icarus to get ready for Kabbalah Satorah, for getting ready for the Torah. You know, it's not just an event that happened thousands of years ago, but every year there's a gilei, there's our own personal Kabbalah Satorah. Each one of us is supposed to be working on these midos, the midos of the sphera, things that are in our midos in Avodas Hashem, in order to be able to properly get ready for the holy day of Shavuos. Okay, so with that said, we're on Yud Zayin on Beis, five lines from the bottom with the words of Kazvah L'Mafreya Psula, the second halacha, going to be second of five halachas regarding the sota, the actual Megillah sota, the scroll that the Kohen would write for him. So the halacha is Kazvah L'Mafreya Psula. If he wrote the scroll, the Megillah of the sota, out of order, so then the halacha is, meaning, let's say, write Pasuk Chaf Aleph and then Pasuk Ketes, that would be Pasul. D'chsev v'kasev is Allah Eilat. It says specifically you should write these curses. The Lashon Eilat implies that they have to be written ki d'chsev, the way that the Torah writes them, in the same order. That's why it's Pasul. Third halacha, kasva kodem shizkabal le'a shvua psula. Also, if you write it before she accepted upon herself the shvua, it's also Pasul shenemar, that v'eshpia, it says v'eshpia, and afterwards it says v'achakach kasav, and we're assuming that the order is ma'akev, therefore you need to do that in that very order. First, you have to have the woman make the swear, and then you write the Megillah. A fourth halacha, kasva igeres psula. If you write it as an igeres without Rashi's below sirtut, without like sketching the lines. If you ever see like a ketores, people have the ketores. You see that those lines like in the Sefer Torah, you have to have these edge lines. Halacha Moshe Messina, you have to write them in, like sketch them in. The in between the black ink, each line is written like that. Some say it's a part of a zekil and veil to make sure that it's nice. Whatever it is, that's halacha Moshe Messina. It's ma'akev. If you don't have it, it's not kosher. So here also, because we're saying it's basefer amarachmana, it's like a sefer, and we know halacha Moshe Messina, when it comes to the Sefer Torah, is that it has to have these lines etched onto it. So too over here by a sota, Megillah Sota needs to have that as well. Okay, turning on to the top of Yirchas and Aleph. Kazva al shnei dapim sula. However, if you write it on two different columns, then it's going to be puzzle. Even though by a Sefer Torah that's kasher, here it's going to be puzzle because Sefer Echad Abrahmana velo shnei velo shloshasfar. It doesn't say two or three scrolls. It says only one scroll. It's going to be kasher. You could ask the question: is that what do you mean? But when it comes to Sefer Torah, there's many, many different scrolls. You know, right? You have Tefira beginning, but you have hundreds of columns in the Sefer Torah. So the Merome Sadeh and Siv, in his explanation of Rashi, he says that you're right, but meaning a Sefer Torah is something which is, there's no little brera that obviously has to have many columns because there's many, many words, as opposed to when it comes to the Megillat Sota, which is normally written on one column because it's tiny. It's only, what is it, like 10 psukim? The whole 10 psukim never written on more than one column. And if you're adding another piece of parchment to it, that clearly is a violation of Sfarim, as opposed to Sefer Torah, which is called Sefer, because you know that there's no other possible way to have it other than to have many different layers of parchment within what you were eventually called the entire Sefer Torah. So that's why this is a psul with regards to the Megillah Sota. That was the fifth halacha over there. A sixth halacha. Sorry, there's more. I thought it was five. It's six. Kasavos achas umachal kochas. What does he do? The Kohen writes a lighter of the Sota, and then he erases it with the water. Then kasavos achas again. Machal kochas. He gives it in that order. Writes the next letter, then erases it with the water. Writes the next letter, and erases it, right? That halacha is psula. Why? The Kohen has to do this entire Torah, which we're learning right now, means that you have to have the entire Megillah Sota written out, and then erase it only after, subsequently, would you be erasing it. Fine, says the Gemara, by Rava has a question. Kasav shtei Megillas l'sheis sosos. If a person wrote two different scrolls for two different sotos, umach gan l'toch kos echad. However, what does he do? He erased them into one cup. So ma, what's the halacha? Ksiva lishma ba'inan vayika. So we have a ksiva lishma you need. You need a ksiva written for that specific lady who was that sota, and you're writing it for her, and the Kohen does do that. However, odilma ba'inan nami mechika lishma. You also require that she has to have her own personal cup of water, and you don't have that over here because they're mixed in. So really the question boils down to when it says va'asala Kohen, is that also referring to making sure that she has her own personal cup of water or not? Is it just the ksiva alone going to be enough? So that it's clear that obviously you need lishma for the for the writing for the woman, that's going to be learned on Chaf and Beis. That's not the question of Rava, the Achrona point out. That's clearly not the question. That's a Gemara later beferish on the Chaf and Beis. But what we're talking about right now is the actual, just the drinking, the personal cup of water. Is that going to be Ma'akev or not? So the Gemara says, the Imtim to learn out, maybe you're going to say, Ba'ina Nami Rechik Lishma, you need it. You need your own personal cup of water. So then what happens if you then put it back into a cup of water? What's the halacha if you erase these scrolls into two separate cups and then you mix them back, they mix them together? So mechika lishma bin en va'ika, you require the erasing has to be enough. Oh, Dilma, or maybe I love dido kashas, so she's not necessarily drinking her own, because here you put them in separate cups and then eventually afterwards you mix them back together, and now she's not necessarily drinking her own cup, but you had the mechika lishma and her personal cup at one point. V'ha lav dida kashasa, and this one is not, sorry, I stopped in the middle. Ha lav dida kashasa, v'ha lav dida kashasa. Each one is not drinking their own cup that was designated for them, and therefore, that should be the problem over here. That not just the raising, but even actual drinking needs to be done with her oaths. And now Rava continues, what about even him to deliver? Maybe you're going to say that's possible. So what about if you say, ha lav dida kashasa, that, what about when, that is a problem, meaning we're assuming, if you assume that really is a problem, because she's not drinking her own, each one's not drinking their own, what if you then go back and divide it into two cups? Mal, what's the halach over there? Yesh breira, o ein breira. Breira is to define what your action was based on a previous assumption. Point out that this is a problem over here, because it's not the general way, this really should be more of a dichoy. The lashon of breira, what is the classic example of breira? Is let's say a person has a cup of a wine or something like that, and he doesn't have another cup, and he wants to, he didn't take off Trumos and Maestros yet. So he wants to drink it, he's very thirsty. So that gets into breira, is that he's going to say that which I'm going to leave over, is going to, at the end, is going to be Lamafreya. I want to retroactively clarify that was going to be the Trumos and Maestros. So you drink whatever it is. You drink up to 70% of it, and then you leave the Maeserishon, 10% for that. You're going to pour out to the Levi later, and then you're going to give give Truma Gadola, and then Maeserishon, and then Maeserishani, fine, they'll do that. But the question there is it, meaning when you first started drinking it, though, you're right now it's Tevel. You'll be able to redefine it later, what your Kavana really was. That's what the classic example of Brera. That's really retroactively clarifying what your Das is right now. That's the example of Brera. Here, this is more dichoy. The dichoy is like when something event was puzzle, now you're putting it back into trying to fix it, and each give each one their own cup, but it's mixed in with the other one. That's really more of the Shiloh over here. It's not really, it's also not even really dichoy, because even more than that, because here you're not really giving her back her full cup. It's going to mix in with the other ones, but at least partially she'll have her own designated cup. That's really the question of the Gemara. Whatever, it's more of a lav dafka to the classic Shas understanding of Breira, but the question is over here, are you able to reignite it and make it mutter? And the Gemara ends off, teiku, that this question is going to be left unanswered. Fine. Gemara goes weiter by Rava. Another question. Hishka besivma, the Kohen gave her to drink in this type of a plant material cup. Bishfoferesma, or with a straw. What's going to be the derech shasiya bekach? Is that considered a normal way of drinking? Oh, ain't derech shasiya bekach. That's not considered a normal way of drinking, and therefore it would not be a kiyum of her drinking. And the Gemara says, teiku, we're going to leave this question also unanswered. Based on this idea, we see the Gemara assumes that it's not normal way of drinking with a straw. There was a churma that Shechzer quoted from, I believe, blanking out. I think it was, I don't remember, one of the Rosh Yeshiva of Telz. I'm blanking out, one of the Rosh Yeshivas of Telz. Rav Gifter? Maybe Rav Gifter said this halacha that Rav Shechzer quoted. It's like amazing. He probably heard it once like 80 years ago. I mean, it's like in passing saying it. Actually, 80 years, we're not that old. But whatever, 50 years ago, he probably heard him say this like in passing, and then he just says it over like he remembers it for, like fully. It's unbelievable. So Rav Shechzer quoted a churma, and he disagreed with it, but he held that that Rav Gifter said, based on this Gemara, we see that it's not the normal way of drinking with a straw. So when a person is, if you're drinking with a straw, whatever, you have a smoothie or something that you have a straw with, so you should first make the shahakol not drink from the straw, because that's not derech shtiyah. So you might not be chayav in a bracha b'chlal, and therefore you should drink it without the straw, like from the cup, and then afterwards you want to drink with the straw, that's fine, but at least make the bracha, and then drink at least a little bit on a derech, the normal way. And Rav Shechter disagreed, if I remember correctly, because Rav Shechter was saying, you're still being nana, so it doesn't matter if it's not even the derech shtiyah or not, it shouldn't matter, then you're still making a bracha on the fact that you're drinking. I don't know, that's, I remember hearing that halacha. It's based on this Gemara of Yerim. This is what he was saying it from. Okay, let's go weiter. So then the Gemara has the third question. By Ravashi, Nishpachu Mehen, Vishtari Mehen. If some of the water spilled, but you have enough, so you don't have the full, we hold Chatzilug, Rav Yehuda holds Reviyasilug, but you need half a lug. So if some of it spilled out, is she able to drink what's left over or not? Teiku, that also is going to be unanswered. So we had like four different questions over here. We all left with Teiku. It's very fascinating. The Rambam, in all these halachas, the Rambam paskins that she doesn't have to give, you don't have to do it again. It's b'dieved kasha. So that we're saying that she's permitted to be with her husband, which everybody is bothered by, because this is a suffix sota, which is suffix deraisa l'chumra. Why should we assume that she's allowed to be with her husband if it had been done in this manner? Maybe it's not kosher. That is a big shayla nechonim or sameach. A lot of people deal with that question of the Rambam, paskening seemingly lakula in all of these questions. Okay, let's go right there. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Zera, Amar Rav, Shtei Shavuos Amoros Peseit Lama. Why does the Pesukim, if we look in Pasuk Yotes, in Bamidbar over there, it says in Perek Hei Pasuk Yotes, V'hishpia Oso HaKoyen V'amar Le'isha, Im Lo Shachav Ish Osach, V'im Lo Shatis Tuma Tachas Ishech, Hanekim Yimei Hamarim Hamemarim Ha'ela. So you make this, Ishpia, you make her swear. And then the Pasuk in Pasuk Chav says, continues, V'at Kisadi Tachas Ishech, V'nichirim Yitin Bach, you had relations with someone other than your husband. Then, and then in Pasuk Chafalav, it goes, Vishbiya Koin, Esa Isha, Bishvua Sa'ala. That it says again that you're going to make her make a Shvua, Shvua Sa'ala. Why does it say it two different times? And then the next Pasuk after that is Vavai Maimar Ma'ela. It goes, so why do you need two different Shvuas? So Rav said, Achaz Kodim Shnech Megillah, because one was given to her, this one was, you made her swear before she erased the Megillah, and then the other one she swore even after it's erased. The Gemara says, "Maskif la Rava." Rava doesn't like this though. Tarvayu kodem shenecha megillah k'sivan, but the psukim with regards to the Kohen, make it says b'shvuas Allah. That's in pasuk Yud Tes and pasuk Chavalef are both written before. It doesn't get till pasuk I think Chav Gimel right after that is the psukim about erasing it, erasing the megillah. So those are both seemingly before. They are both before before the megillah was erased. So the Gemara says, "Elam Rava, achas shvuas sheyishima Allah, achas shvuas she'enim Allah." One is has a curse with it, and the other one does not have a curse with it. That's what we're saying. That the coin b'shvua sa'ala, the pasuk in b'shvua sa'koin v'amar isha, that doesn't have the shvua sa'ala. In chaf aleph, it says b'shvua koin is the isha b'shvua sa'ala. That one does have the curse associated with that shvua. So the Gemara says hechi dam shvua sheishim ma'ala. So what exactly is the shvua that which he's swearing on that was accompanied by a curse? Amar v'amar amar av mishma ani leich shulo nitmes. The Kohen says, I make you swear that you were not nitmes, right? That's shulo nitmes. She'im nitmes evol beich, that you're going to be punished with the following. That is the lashon of the curse. You're warning her about all this punishment she's going to get. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava. But the curse is alone, and the taking the shvua is alone. I mean, according to the way Rav Amram is saying it, the woman is the lashon of this. The Torah is telling us that the oath, it's called the shvuas ha'alah, implies that the shvua is part of the Allah. Here it tends to be, you could be separating it. So therefore, he rejects it. So the Gemara says, Elamar Rav, Rav gives a different answer. Mashpini aleich she'im nitmeis yevoh buch. That I'm going to make you swear that if you were in fact Tameh, you had relations with someone else, then you're going to have this punishment. And the Kohen is saying that the curse, that he's saying that the lashon of the curse is with the shvua. Ravashi Allah ika shvulika. But here also, the Rashi points out, you need vishbia isa isha. You need also the shvua, and here doesn't have that. So therefore, Elam Ravashi meshben elech shulonit meis. That I'm making you swear that you had not been tameh v'imit meis avol bech. Then it's going to enter you. So basically, Ravashi is telling us that basically the two shvuas, the Kohen is telling you shvuas Allah that you did not become tameh. Then he continues. Wait, that the and pasuk Yotes over there is the earlier point, and then he gets the second shvua, which is that it would be shvuan Hashem Hashem that you did not write to that whole lashon that shim nitmeis avol bich, that's going to come to you, that and therefore they're going to be punished. So basically, that's the implication of the different, that there's actually different shvuas. Some explain based on the Rambam that really it's just they're just explaining how, they're just a machlokas how to understand the psukim. No one disagreeing what exactly you said. It was just how to understand it. Whatever, the way we're going is not that way. With that, there actually is a difference in what you would how the formulation would be based on the different shitas that we just had in the Amoraim. Okay, now the Gemara goes to the response of the woman. The next Mishnah rather, the Mishnah tells us Alma Yomeres Amen Amen. What exactly is this double lashon of Amen? Important to know, whenever you have Amen, Amen means really in davening and things like that, you're saying Amen. It's three different things. It's Kabbalah is very much saying MS, that this is true. And also, and that's what it means many times over here. You're saying Amen, correct, like I agree, like that's the lashon of I agree, so that's also. And there's also many times, not in the context of a sota, just important to note that Amen also means Yiratzon, that you want it to happen. that you want it. So when you say like Akash Baruch Hu, Rofei Chol Am Yisrael, so the Amen over there means obviously Hashem is the Rofei Chol Am Yisrael, and also though we want Hashem to heal all those in Israel who are sick, as opposed to though, let's say within the Shmoneh Esrei itself, when you have the bracha of Magen Avram and Mechayim Esim and right and also the bracha of Akel HaKadosh, there is just Kabbalah Sadarim. You're saying it's Nachon. You're not Akel HaKadosh. There's no you giving a Yiratz on Hashem's name Chasom. Who are you to say? Obviously, these are just descriptions of Hashem. It's just saying, you're just saying Emes. That is Nachon. But sometimes also means Yiratz on that this should happen. And then also there's the Rosh Hashivas of Kel Melech Ne'eman. There's also Kabbalah Sadarim. Okay. But that's what Amen means. So here, she is saying Amen, she is accepting upon herself. A person is Amen, you're accepting upon yourself a Shvua, right? The lesson of the Gemara in Shvua says, Kol ha'ona Amen achar Shvua, kimotzi Shvua mipidam, it's mamash like you made it. Similar thing, when you say Amen to a Baruch that someone else makes, you want to be Yotze, the Shemekha, when it works, when you say Amen, even if you don't say Amen, for sure, lechachila, we say Amen, that accepts it, and it's mamash like you said it. That's Shema Kona. So here, Amen Allah, Amen al Shvua. So what she's saying, Amen, she's Amen to the curse and Amen to the Shvua. So we mentioned those are two different points. So that she should be punished, and also that that she's accepting upon herself to swear. Amen Mi'ishzeh, Amen Mishachar. So this, not just this man who this husband warned me about, but she's saying, Amen, if I had slept with any other men while I was married to my husband. This is what's called a Gilgul Shvuai. The husband had no right to ask her about someone he never even saw her seclude herself with. That's only the Sota only comes in if it's a case where a person sees the woman seclude herself and he warned her. But here, that's what's called the Gilgul Shvuai. Gilgul Shvuai is Dinda Raisa, actually learned out from a Sota. Amen Vamin, from over here, is where we learn the halacha of a sota, a Gilgul Shvuah, that you can, once you're ready making the person swear, you can make them swear on other things which weren't necessarily originally part of the original Shavuah. Amen Shalom Satiti Arusa Unisu. Here also, you're not allowed to, if a man suspected his wife who's an Arusa, the Xeris Akasu tells you that we're going to get to this later in Chav Kemo, that does not, you're not allowed to force her to drink the sota waters. However, once he's making her swear as an Nesua later on, so then he would be able to do it through a Gilgul Shvuah, again, make her accept the fact that she did not have relations while she was in Arusa also. Turning on to Chesom and Beis, the Shomer Seven Mechzusa also, Amen, that I'm accepting, she says to the upcoming Yavam, that I did not have relations with somebody while I was waiting for Yibum. Amen Shalunit Mesi, and also Amen that I did not become Tamei, I did not have relations. Vimnit Mesi Avobi, that I agreed to accept upon myself these curses of the water, that I should be dying. Rabbi Meir Omer, the Rabbi goes further. He says that you can even do things for the future. Amen Shalunit Mesi, Amen Shaloi Tamei, that I will not do in the future also cheat on my husband and become Tamei. And if I do, then the waters should miraculously wait around, and then they should explode and kill me. The lady is saying that they should kill me when I have relations with that guy. Then the Mishnah continues, Akol Shavin Shein Mas Neima Lo Al Kodim She Desires. But everybody agrees that if they can't before the period where she just had out of wedlock relations and whatever it was when she was single, so then you can't make her swear on that. But Lo Achar Zera She Desires. Also, if he gets divorced, if he wants to remarry and she gets divorced and she sleeps around with a few people and then she gets remarried, he can't make her, even her mayor would agree that you can't make her swear on that. It's important to note there's an Issur D'oraisa for a man to remarry somebody who had been, he divorced a woman, and then she gets remarried to somebody else, he can no longer, and she gets divorced from him, or if he dies, I think once he's with someone else, even if he dies, then she can never go back to him, there's an issur d'oraisa. Here we're talking about, though, where she had relations, she didn't plan on marrying any of them, she just had out of relations after she gets divorced, she slept with somebody, she slept with Reuven, whoever it was, and even though she was not married to him, she had no intention of just a bias nus, so then, she would be allowed to go back to her husband. So that Rameh would agree, the waters were not, testing her for that. Nister Lacher Vinitbase. After she divorced, she was secluded with somebody and she had relations. Vacher Gazira, and then afterwards he remarried her. Lois Amas Nema, you cannot make a tznai with her regarding that also. Meaning that in this case, this is according to Rav Meir, that the husband can't demand while making her swear during the first marriage that she also won't have relations during this interim period. So this is the lacha. If she had relations, and she wouldn't be asked to her husband. So then that would not be, even though there is a concept of the Gilgul Shvuah, but you can't make it so far as to assume that she had relations before she even got married to you. That's nothing to do with the sota. That does not ask her to. You cannot make that as part of the Shvuah. So now the Gemara says, "Vayta Amar Avim Nuna Shemeres Avam Shezin Sasur Leivama." We see that if a woman, Reuven's married to Sarah, and Reuven dies without any children, So now Sarah has to get married to Shimon. I'm getting you guys a scar from Yaxi Mamas. That's how Sarah has to get married to Shimon. So what happens if while waiting for Shimon, she decides she's called the Yavama Lashuk, or she has to be either do Yibum or Chalitza with Shimon. And while she's doing that, she's Mizana with Levi, who's not related. Levi's a random guy on the streets. She has relations with Levi. So Rav Yehuda says that she's usher to then take in Shimon for Yibum. We can only do Chalitza. Mimai, where do I know this halacha? Midiktani, Shemaris, Havam, Knusa. Because the Mishnah tells us that she says Amen to the case of a Yavam that says that she's saying Amen to him that while I was waiting for Yibum. Now, if you say that it was that she's going to be usher to Shimon in that case that we gave, so that makes sense that Shimon can make such a tonight with her that she did not have relations if later on Shimon eventually got married to her. He always suspected maybe she had to be with Levi. Then she ends up secluding herself with some other guy. So then the Amen V'Amen will go on not just the guy that she secluded herself later on, but even if maybe he could go back and say, maybe you had relations with Levi while we were waiting for Yibum, that works. Now, if she really would have been usher to him through that relation that she had with Levi, so then it makes sense that you can make that tonight. Eliyamar lo asira, but if she had not been usher, if the bia with Levi wouldn't have done anything, so then heichi b'asavadi, how can our Mishnah say that she's able to make this tonight? V'atnan zeh klal, we say in the seif of our Mishnah, kol shiluti b'ay v'loti asira lo ayamasneima, that anybody that would not have created an isser, wouldn't shaf an isser on the woman, then you cannot make, the husband has no right to make the tonight on it. So it must be that a shomeris yavam was waiting to have yibum or chalitza and has relations. The halacha is going to be that she would be usher to her future yavam. So the Gemara says, "I remember Arav in Eretz Yisrael." They said, "Let's still chazak Rav Nuna." So the Gemara says that we didn't pass like Rav Nuna, but he had a very good answer though. Rav Nuna had a raya from our Mishnah, but Farish raya. Our Mishnah says that someone who's waiting yibum or after having buried in yibum, doesn't that lechora say a dead giveaway that's aser? So the Gemara says yes, but our Mishnah is shalok halacha because our Mishnah hamani is Rabbi Akiva. Our Mishnah is the shita of Rabbi Akiva. If you remember from Maseches Yevamos, he says that emar ein kedushin tozim b'chayv lav, and Rabbi Akiva held that kedushin does not take effect with the woman who is iser lav, and therefore that would create mamzerus with anybody who is an iser lav also. So even Yevam Lashuk, according to Rabbi Akiva, if she would have such a child, the child would be a mamzer. We do not pass in like that. We pass in only an iser karis. We pass in those who argue. The Tanaim are going to be Kiva. And therefore, he teaches a woman as an erva, and therefore it's usher. It's the same halacha as someone who's usher, who ushers Bikaris. And therefore, if a woman cheats on the Yavam, according to Rabbi Akiva, it would usher her to the Yavam, and they could no longer be married. But we don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva. We paskin, Yavam Al-Shuk would not usher her, and therefore, Amishna is Shalok Halacha. And the Gemara says, Bayer Birmiya, Maushi, Isna Adam, Al-Nisun Arishonim. What's the halacha? If a man can make a Shavuah to his wife regarding the first marriage that he had with her, he was married, got divorced, and then got remarried to her, and then she becomes a sota. So then, there's a suffix sota, meaning that she secluded herself with somebody who warned her to. So can she say, amen v'amen, that, hey, did you ever cheat on me in the first marriage also? Does that work because they were divorced in the meantime or not? Tashma, so the Gemara says, bring a proof from our Mishnah, that klal kol shedivai v'lotei asura lo. Any case of a woman who would have relations and not be husband to her husband, lo yamas nima, he cannot make a tonight with her. How? But what that implies, though, ha asira, if she would be asir as a result of her relations with another man, halchinami demasna shmamina. So then he would in fact be able to make that tonight. And here also, she would be asir. She'd be asir forever. If she ever became a sota to her husband, even if he got divorced to her and he wanted to remarry her 20 years later, 50 years later, 100 years later, it doesn't matter. He's asir to her la olam. A sota is asir la bala forever, forever and ever. She can never go back to him. So therefore, that would work. That you would be able to make such a tonight. Fine, the Mishnah goes right there. Rabbi Meir Omer, Amen, Shalodit Mesi, and Amen, that I will not become Tame. So the Gemara says, Tanya, Lok Shamar, Rabbi Meir, Amen, Shalodit Tame, Shim Titame, Mayim, Bodkinosam Asha. That when her mayor says that she's swearing, so he didn't mean to say that if she becomes Tame in the future, the water would test her right now. Obviously, that's impossible because she didn't do the Maisavera yet. Rather, that the water would stay in her body, in her throat, in her stomach. Literally, marinosa is more in her throat, and therefore, bod ginosa and would test her when she eventually does the avera. Now, what was the hava mean? Obviously, that the person doesn't know the avera yet. Basher husham, by Yishma, we see by Hashem that the Basher Husham right now, he wasn't a child, he wasn't the malachim or complaining or saying, Gosh Baruch, why are you saving Yishma? Let him die, he's going to cause so many tzaras to call Yisrael. And that's the Midrash says, and then it says, Basher Husham, that right now, he's obviously she can't be judged for what's in the future. So the Tosafot explains, the Brace is telling us that even the water is zero would not affect her even one bit. No early symptoms of anything would occur to her. Zero. There would be absolutely nothing. It would have zero effect. And then immediately, when she had relations with somebody else, according to her mayor, it would immediately, like miraculously, like pop up and kill her. By Ravashi, the waters. By Ravashi, that was still in her system. By Ravashi, Mao she is na adam on the sunnah achronim. What's the halacha? According to her mayor, can he make a shvua regarding to a later marriage with her? That the later marriage that he eventually he's gonna, that in the event where they get divorced and they're remarried, that also that she should be punished if she becomes a sota. So in this marriage she's not asir to him. But maybe he's going to get divorced. She in the interim is going to not marry anyone else, and then they'll eventually get remarried. In which case, at that point, if she becomes a sota, he wants it to be included in his tanai. So he's really thinking all the eventualities in this tonight. The Gemara says, Tashma, kol shavin shelo yamas nimash al kodem shitar shelo achar shitizgarish. Everybody agrees that you cannot do it before any time before she was married at all because she was single. And same thing after she was divorced. Nistar lachar nitmes, if after divorce she would be secluded with someone and become tameh v'achar yachzira and she goes back to the husband, lo yamasne, he cannot make such a tanai for that. But implied by that is that if he would in fact remarry her and she would become tameh, so then you would be able to make such a tanai because at that point, again, that's very similar to the answer we had before, that she would in fact be usher to him. So her mayor's getter is the same as the other shita just in the future. So then if she's going to be usher to him at any point, then you would be able to, just like the mandama that says you can do anisun harishonim, was because that eventuality would lead to her being usher to her husband forever. So to her, she'd be usher forever. In the future, Rabbi Meir would agree, Shamanah, that would be a good proof that that would be, in fact, be able to make it tonight with regards to a future marriage. Now the Gemara goes, Vaitar Tana Rabbanan. Zoi Torah Saknas. The Torah tells you that this is the halacha with regards to Torah Saknas, literally the one who is jealous. This teaches us that a woman who drinks and is found to be innocent, and after it, so she was again warned by her husband to be, we're going to see, maybe somebody else, or maybe only if it's the same person, maybe not, maybe if it's not the same person, whatever it is, that she's able to have a sota, drink the sota waters again. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Zos, Shein, Isha, Shosev, Shona, no, Zos, Torah, Sengos, only this, this is the Lashon of a Miut, and this is the Torah of a Sengos, but not again, the woman can only be tested with the sota waters only once. So Gemara says, Amar, Rabbi Yehuda, Abuda said, that was his name. He dug ditches in the fields. He was able to store water for the Ole Regalim, as she says. That's what his job was. Okay. He's mentioned in Shkalim. Okay, fine, interesting. So this person he was trying to time the base of Midrash. That a woman drinks and repeats it, Vikibalnu Idusa Bishne Anashim. We accept it as halacha with regards to two husbands of Alo Bishachad, but not with one husband. If the first husband died or divorced and she remarried, then she secluded herself with another husband, so then she would be able to be tested again. The Chachamim have a third shita. They say no, it doesn't matter. Once she's tested with the sota once in her life, even if she secludes herself later on, she would be a suffix sota, probably also to be with her husband, but she would not be going through this procedure again of drinking these waters of the sota. So the Gemara says, "Vatana kama nami haksev zos." But the lashon of zos is a good writer. Rabbi Yehuda, right, that zos is a lashon of a miut. It implies only once is he able to become a sota. That sounds very correct. Rabbanan basroi nami, and the Rabbanan also haksiv toiras, and it says the lashon of toiras. Now Rabbanan mentioned that the lashon of toiras implies that it should be many times. So how are they each going to do with the each one's lashonos that was what led them to their shita? So the Gemara answers Amar Rava b'ishachad ba'alachad kliyam elopligi the enish shoshos v'shona. The lashon of zos, everybody agrees, if it's one husband and it's one. One husband, one possible guy who she was suspected of being miyachid with, so she did it, and then she got tested, and then she did it again. That's Zos. Zos is telling you that same man, that same suspected person, that Zos is telling you, turning out to your testament, that's Zos, and that tells you that she would not be tested in that circumstance. Shnei anashim v'shnei ba'alim, but however, two husbands and two possible adulterers, then everybody also would agree that she would be getting another time. Everyone would agree that a woman would drink and repeat it, because it says, this is the lacha, and then Torah implies multiple ones. So keep leaking, when is the machlokas? When there was one husband, however, there's two suspected adulterers. First was Reuven, and then was Shimon. She wondered about Reuven, she secluded herself, then she gets tested with the waters. And like 2 years later, he warns her about Shimon, sees her eyes around Shimon, and then she secluded herself with Shimon. So, or if you have two husbands and one one potential, the same guy that she was suspected of being with. That's Tanakama Sarva Torres Ribbe Kluya. Tanakama Hoda Ikar Alacha is Torres to include all these cases. And Zos, Lamuta Ishacha de Boalacha, Zos only coming to exclude one husband and one adulterer. The other cases, you would administer the Sota waters. Rabban and Basrai, Sarve Zos, Lamuta Kulo. No, the Ikar is Zos, and Zos tells you, you're excluding all these cases. Torres, Ribbe Shnea Nashim Shnei Boalim. And Torres is telling you, excluding two husbands and two adulterers. Rabbi Huda Zos, Lamuta Tarte. Rabbi holds that this is, that the Lashon of Zos is coming to exclude both cases. Torres, Lerebuya Tarte. And Lashon of Torres is including two cases. So what does that mean? Rabbi Yehuda's understanding that neither one is an ikar. Each one is on the same. Zos lamute tarte ish echad bo echad. One husband and one adulterer he agrees with. There's only one time shot. You never do it again. Ish echad shnei balav. If you have one husband and two adulterers, Torah l'ribuit, then that also would be included in Zos. Torah l'ribuit tarte shnei anashim bo echad. Shnei anashim shnei balim. If it's two husbands, one adulterer, two husbands and two balim, those cases, pashut according to Rabbi Yehuda, you would administer the Sota waters. Okay, with that we finish up the second parak. Hajj al-Acham, baby. Bezit Shem will pick up with Haya. No tell us minchas, tochvi mitzvahs, and mitzvah Shem in tomorrow's daf.